Unlike the modern celebration known as Thanksgiving, in which the turkey meal results later in turkey meatballs and turkey sandwiches, the original Thanksgiving meal has no leftovers. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, episode 135, Thomas Keller and the Urgency of Time. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Chef's Table is a documentary streaming series that features a variety of chefs. And one episode that I recently saw told the viewers about the life and achievements of Thomas Keller, perhaps the most famous chef in America. In describing his life, Keller tells the interviewer that, and I am describing what he said in my own language, ultimately, he came to understand that fine dining needed to be incorporated with a sense of fun. Thus, one of his most famous dishes, in which a bit of tuna tartare is served on a cracker formed into the shape of a mini cone, so that it appears that the delicacy is a type of ice cream. The purpose of serving food, Keller said, is, I believe this is largely his language, to bring joy. This was an interesting insight in itself, and it reminded me of a point made by Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik about how Judaism utilizes eating as a form of sacred simcha, rejoicing in the presence of God. But, and this, of course, for Rabbi Soloveitchik is critical, for Judaism, true enjoyment and true rejoicing is done in a covenantal way. As he put it, quote, "The joy of the festivals depends on eating sacrificial meat when the temple exists and outside the temple, or when it no longer exists, eating ordinary meat and drinking wine. This joy is the joy of man in the presence of his Creator. The purpose of eating the sacrifices is the enhancement of one's awe of God. You shall eat so that you shall learn to revere the Lord your God forever." Deuteronomy 14:23. So Rabbi Soloveitchik wrote, and he added that, of course, part of the essence of joy is increasing covenantal fellowship with others. Or as he further added, "Friendship and love are embodied in physiological functions through which flesh and blood human beings demonstrate their belonging to a society and their connectedness with others." End quote. This form of covenantal eating, of course, in no way needs to take place in a fine dining establishment. But true joy, which is much more than whimsy, true simcha, to utilize the biblical term, can be achieved in a meal through which we rejoice in what it means to be a Jew. But this, of course, means that eating covenantally involves a series of rules as well. And this brings us to another interesting feature of the documentary. I couldn't help but notice that under the clocks in Thomas Keller's restaurant, there was a sign clearly put there as a reminder for the chefs. The sign said, "Sense of Urgency." I was interested, and so I looked up Thomas Keller's website and found the following explanation. Quote, "In each of our restaurants and bakeries, we have a clock accompanied by a sign that reads, Sense of Urgency. We have to begin our day with a sense of urgency and continue on through the rest of it with that same drive. It is a reminder for us to push ourselves, for the need to be organized and focused, so that we are able to complete our job and the ones following it successfully. Located within sight of our chefs as they cook and of our dining room staff as they proceed to and from serving our guests, this sign serves as a daily reminder." End quote. So in other words, dining may be about joy, however one may understand that. But for those involved in preparing the meal, there is also a focus on using one's time wisely and well. And it is with this in mind that we can ponder our mitzvah for the day, which is known as notar, the leftover meat of offerings. Offerings that are eaten must be eaten within the time set for them. All meat that is left over must be burned, and it is prohibited to eat any more from it. Let us ponder an Israelite that arrives in Jerusalem in order to bring a Thanksgiving offering. As we've discussed earlier, the ritual results in a covenantal meal, sacred meat, and an abundance of bread, both matzah and in leavened form. As this Israelite congregates with others in order to form covenantal fellowship, he is also engaging in sacred rejoicing in the presence of God. This is truly what is known as a sudat hodah, a meal that is arranged precisely for the purpose of expressing a debt that one owes to the Almighty. As this Israelite bonds with others, true joy results. And yet, there is a certain set time for the meal to unfold. Unlike the modern celebration known as Thanksgiving, in which the turkey meal results later in turkey meatballs and turkey sandwiches, the original Thanksgiving meal has no leftovers. Thus, the joy of the celebration goes hand in hand with a sense of the preciousness of time. And rightly understood, this does not detract from the joy. Because only if we see time as a gift, which cannot be wasted, which must be treasured if we wish to live wisely and well, only then can we truly feel grateful for the gifts of life. An article in the AP about Thomas Keller tells us that etched onto the wall of one of his kitchens is an explanation of, quote-unquote, why we cook, and that the passage concludes with, quote, make people happy. That is what cooking is all about. So we are told in the article. Covenantal eating is also quite often about happiness, happiness in the truest sense. And only when we understand the preciousness of time can the happiness that is rooted in gratitude truly result. This is Mayor Soloveitchik. Look forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.